Okay, these are the questions. How do you think about architecture? For me, architecture is one of the most sort of relevant cultural expressions that exist. In some ways, architecture is the most lasting form of expression. We can still witness architecture that was made thousands of years ago by the Romans and the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Mayans. A lot of the materials that I work with, especially in the more recent work, is geological materials, volcanic ash, crystal, glacial rock. These are materials that recall a geological time frame. And when I'm able to transform a contemporary item, like a camera or a phone, into these materials, the audience is projected in many ways into the future. I would say that my work is sort of informed by the everyday things that I experience, things that I see. Objects are very important in my work, and the specific objects that I've chosen for the pieces are things that recall a certain time period for me. So I'm often selecting objects from the past, things that people have, that they remember, that they have a certain sort of sense of, but that they don't use anymore. Old cameras, payphones, old computers, and the transition of these older items into materials that convey the future in some ways is about a kind of alteration where the audience feels as if they're looking back at their own experience. What is the artist's duty in society? To observe, to pay attention, to look more closely, to disrupt, certainly, and to transform. Alteration is a key word in many of the things that I do, the alteration of architecture, the alteration of history and time. I feel that artists are the ones who can sort of look at and really digest what is occurring in our current moment. I've always sort of been interested in art since being a child. Brazilian contemporary art, I can't say that I'm an expert in it. I do know, Sebastian Salgado, the photographer, the graffiti artists, Os Gêmeos, and people like Vic Muniz. I think Brazil has a very a culture that understands materials, bricolage, and things that are assembled from other things. This is present in some ways in the work of Vic Muniz and Os Gêmeos, where they are sort of taking something and reforming it into something else. How do you feel about the perceptions of your works in Brazil? I think that Brazil, unlike many other places, is very keen when it comes to architecture. In many ways, architecture is part of the national and kind of part of the culture, which doesn't exist necessarily in the United States, where I'm from. And I think that because of that, people have a deeper understanding of what architecture means in their everyday lives, and therefore my work, which plays with and alters architecture, is often or can be very very impactful for them, very resonant for them. Thank you.